can you try to explain us what happens when a champion of the US Open comes, plays and loses 6-1, 6-1 in 58 minutes or and 56? And today the other player, Berdych, again, same thing. I mean, it's difficult for us to explain it to the readers. Can you give us a clue?
Well, I mean, from my own side, it's also first time being here, and also I felt that Novak played really, really solid today, and you know, in some matches the score just keeps running, and you are sinking a lot, and you are you know, always trying to find something, but whatever you try, it's not working, and that's what I felt today. That I felt a little bit uncomfortable on the court, rusty, and in some situations where I felt I was, you know, having a chance to, you know, get in the score. Also in the beginning of the second set, where I broke back to come back to level the score, you know, just didn't play pretty sloppy service game, and you know, with in some situations, you know, the score just goes, and it's difficult to stop it.
And you mentioned rust, but also, how did you find the conditions on the court? Are they conditions that you like? You know, talk about that aspect of it.
Yeah, I felt conditions are, you know, it's medium pace court. It's, you know, a bit difficult to get the ball past the opponent. I mean, especially Novak. I didn't have, you know, too many winners today, and also he was able to, you know, dictate the rallies, and he was able also to return very well. So that was, you know, difficult part for my game to, you know, get some advantages at the beginning of the points, and you know, when we are at the rallies, and Novak starts to dictate, he's always in a much better position. So that was, you know, a difficult part for me to get out of, and considering the court, it's a, I mean, a solid court, but you have to be able to, you know, keep the ball away from the opponent, and you know, if you are hitting the ball well, it's, you know, gonna pay off. But you know, today I felt that I was not hitting it clean, and that's always difficulty to, especially against Novak, to, you know, get away with the win when you're not playing it so good.
Marin, when you're in a situation like that and you're trying to get back into a match, what is actually going through your mind? Do you feel, you know, looking for a big hole just to crawl into, or how are you reacting mentally during a match like that?
Well, I try to play sort of, even though the game wasn't working, I tried to play, let's say, the right way, to try to go for the shots when I had the ball to go for it, you know, even though I was not making it. I knew if I'm gonna be too passive, it's gonna be difficult to win rallies with him, and that's a difficult part. You know that you are not succeeding in that situations, and you don't have too many options. I could have, of course, change it up a little bit more to come in with the serve a little bit more, but we had a long game in 2-1 when I lost my serve, and you know, it went after that, everything was pretty much late.
So, Mara, a lot of players have talked about the difficulty of coming in and playing a top player in the first match at an event like this, but what about the feeling of going on the court? It's your first time here. Did you feel nervous? Was it overwhelming? Because you played Novak pretty close this year, and that wasn't so close.
Yeah, I felt pretty relaxed, not too nervous, you know, coming into the court. It was just when I felt, you know, that at the beginning I wasn't playing so well, that Novak got, you know, that lead at the beginning. I felt, you know, I want to get myself going, but you know, the game was not pushing me to do it, so I had to make something up, but just wasn't coming, and that's difficult. You are, you know, trying to, you know, find some openings, which is not happening. And it was difficult also for me to be more pumped up or to win a few more points with that kind of sensation. And as you know, most of the time I was a lot behind in the score.
Marin, you said you used to think too much on the court, and now you want to be a simple man.
Sorry?
You said you used to think too much on the court, now you want to keep the simple. How difficult to keep it simple here, because every experience is a new experience to you, and you have too much maybe new information to process.
I mean, you have to adapt to any kind of situation, and you know, still the game stays the same. You play cross court, you play down the line, and you always try to keep it simple. But you know, these other things to adjust to. You of course playing top guys, and you have to start from the first point. And like today, playing Novak. From which I'm not used to already in the first match, to put up my game already on a high level, that was difficult for me to adjust on. And you know, as the match went that way, it was I wasn't able to turn it around, which is a not good point that I wasn't able to turn it around differently.
In your pre-tournament conference, you talked about the rise of the ex-Yugoslavian players and Balkan players, if I may add, because I'm Bulgarian and we have Dimitrov. Mm-hmm. I just wonder, what do you think is the secret ingredient? Is it more hunger to succeed or simply opportunities?
I mean, that kind of, I would say, that kind of generation. And, from our countries, there's always big talent in sport, and why do players succeed? I don't know. It's a ongoing question. We still don't know, but probably hunger to win, and no other options than to go straight forward.
I'd like to ask about your next opponent, Tomas Berdych. What is your relationship with him? Are you friends, and how do you see him as a player or as a person?
Yeah, we are friends, and we get along pretty well. Tomas is that kind of guy that he's getting along well with everybody on the tour, as a person, I think he's a very nice guy, of course. And we played, a few times this year. Most of those matches were pretty important. It was finals at Rotterdam, twice at the Grand Slams. Now again here, and for both of us is definitely the most important match now in the group. Either, whoever wins is going to have a chance to go through. And yeah, I think it's going to be both going to have to play better than today.
Aaron, how do you handle coming back from this sort of match? I mean, he will do the same thing. You both mm-hmm. won two games today. So how normally determine you win that much and you go home? But how do you keep at it this week? Is it at all an adjustment you have to make to this format?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, just have to stay positive with your body, not to, let those things get into you. And there are two more matches. Luckily, this is the first one where I played bad, and still there is opportunity to go through, and that's a positive part of it.
Martin, obviously you're introduced as a Grand Slam champion everywhere you go now. What has really changed in your daily life from mm-hmm. these last 2 months? What do you have to say?
I'm getting more busy. That's one of the things, but nothing much. I'm still practicing, doing the things that I need to do. It's not easy. Like also today, with this loss, I know that I underperformed, and that I want to keep my level of the game on the top, and to compete with these guys and to beat the top guys. That's the goals now. But you know, it's still, I have to sometimes live with those days, with you know, not as good or bad days. That you know, tomorrow is a new day. I have to just keep going and, you know, not put too much weight on my shoulders.
A great server like you, who doesn't win one serve in the second set, are you more angry, more sad, or more embarrassed?
No, none of those. It's I felt you know, I didn't have the rhythm on my serve that I wanted. And Novak was covering the court really well, and even in some situations where I was getting my serve in, he was able to return it well, and that was you know, another difficult task for me to bring up to my game. But you know, serve is going to work probably, hopefully, from tomorrow.
All right, thank you, Croatia.